For Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua Gomerlai, is it true that Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Yeshua? For a time we learned like this, we learned that Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe was Rabbi Lezer. For a time he kishchola Rabbi Lezer when Rabbi Lezer got sick.
Rebbe, when he became sick, kishchola Rabbi Lezer, is nichnesu Rabbi Akiva v'chaveh Rabbi Levakroi. Rabbi Akiva and his friends went to the Mavakachela, the Rebbe Rabbi Lezer was sick. So Yeshua the king of Shaloi, he was sitting under his own canopy. He had a bed that had a canopy on top of it. They were sitting outside the next room. That day, Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. V'nichnas Hurkanis b'noi, his son Hurkanis came in, lachlat tefillah, to take off his father's tefillah. It was coming close to Shabbos, and we hold Shabbos as lav zman tefillah heavy. Rashi says the also lanichan, you're not allowed to leave them on Shabbos. Shem yotze them l'shusarab. Maybe you walk outside with them on Shabbos. So you're supposed to take off your tefillin before Shabbos. So the son wanted to take off Rabbi Lezer's tefillin. So Goya boy, the father got angry at him and said, no, leave me alone. So the Yotze ben Azifa, the son went out like all embarrassed, like this father yelled at him. Omar lehem, lechaverim. So he said, the son said to chaverim, kim du mani shadayte shalaba nitrafo. There's something wrong with my father's head already. He's too old already. Rashi says, v'karavu lomas, he's about to die. Shilu roi said that because he would have had normal das, he would have let me take off the tefillin. Omelan, they said back to him, no. Daitoi, as the Gemara says, his mind is probably okay. Is Rashi here?
His mind is clear, but his mind is
right, his right. Mind, yeah, the top, yeah, no, Daitoi, you shabbos, for das. Could be his mind is okay, but if das imu, his mother's, there's his wife's mind, that was nitrafo. She was getting him nervous. Could be she was getting him nervous. He's okay. So she was getting him nervous. That's what was bothering him. In other words, she didn't like Neris yet. So he was bothered, go tell my wife to light Neris. If she doesn't light Neris before Shabbos, then she'll do it. On Shabbos, that's a chiyas kilo. You're worried about me taking off my tefillin now, that's only a shvus. Even if I leave my tefillin on, it's only a shvus, only a the rabbanon. So that's what he was bothered by. He was bothered by, don't bother me now with my tefillin, take care, make sure the Neris should be lit for Shabbos. That's what was bothering him. Right. But he was worried about this. That's why he said, don't bother me now with the tefillin, take care that Lucas Neris better. Kivan Shiroch HaChomim Shadaitim Yeshevus Allah, since the Tamidim were outside, saw that the Rebbe's Das was still here, Nichnasu, they went in, the Yashul Fon, they went and sat down in front of him. Merchel Dalad Amos, they went away.
So they're away from him, Dalad Amos, so Rashi says, because there was an Idui. So they weren't allowed to come too close to him. Omele Lama Bossum, Shabalez Yeth, Makim, he came here. Omele, they said back to him, Luma Terah, but we came to learn Terah. Omele, Shabalez Yeth, said back, Yadash, Shabalez Yeth, Bossum, Makim, he didn't come until now.
Where were you all these years? You know, Rabbi Lezer was benidui, the Talmidim didn't come to learn from him. Where were you all these years? Omalei, they said, well, how you learn tonight? We didn't have time to come to learn by you. Omalehem, so Rabbi Lezer said back to the Talmidim, to me, Ani, I wonder, in Yemaisu Misa Satsman, if you'll die a normal death because of this. There was a time on the Talmidim, how come they didn't learn more terror from him? Omalei, Rabbi Kiva said, Shali Mahu, what type of a death will I have? And we know Rabbi Kiva's death when they saw Ruge Malchus, they ripped off his skin with iron combs. So Rabbi Kiva asked his Rebbe, what type of a misa will I have? Omalei, his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer said back to him, Shalecho Kosu Mishalhem, your death will be worse than the other ones. And that's what happened. Now what's the reason why, according to this Gemara? Because Rabbi Kiva did not come to learn enough Torah from his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer. Even though Rabbi Kiva was the great Oikah Horim, he knew Kol Torah Kula so much, he had 24,000 Tamidim, still there was a Taina. He had a Rebbe, he should have learned more from his Rebbe. Since he didn't come to learn from his Rebbe enough, that's why he received such a Misa. So what happened now? Notal stays, Reisiv, he took his two arms, V'nicham Ali, put it on his heart. Omri said like this, Oilachem, Rabbi Lezer is saying this, Oy lechem, oy vei to you. Shtei zri oisai, my two arms, shein ki shtei sifra Torah. They're like two sefer Torahs, shein niglolim, that they were rolled up. Har be Torah lamarati, I learned a lot of Torah. Fahar be Torah lamarati.
That I taught a lot of Torah. Now he said upon himself, Har be Torah lamarati, I learned a lot of Torah from a Rebbe. V'leichosarti mi raboisa, I'm not missing from a Rebbe. Afilu kekelev hamalakik min hayam. In other words, Rashi says he's saying he did not learn enough from his Rebbe. He did not even learn enough. He only learned like a dog would lick water from the ocean. That's how much Torah he really learned from his Rebbe. He had plenty more to learn. and Harba Teru Limarati. I learned a lot of Torah, I taught a lot of Torah. But still, V'loi Chesruni Talmidi, my Talmidim only took, learned from me, Ela Kimocha B'Shoferes, like the little paint on the paintbrush. In other words, that my Talmidim did not learn enough Torah from me either. V'loi Yoy, not only this, Ela Shani Shayne Shalosh Meyat Halochas B'Beheres. I have 300 halachas about the Haris Azza, about a loch of a nega. The Rashi says, Bilkas Marwin Negoyim, about this bright white spot. Flehoy Odom Sheshaluni Bam Dovam Yelam. Nobody ever asked me a question about these halachas. Flehoyed, not only this. Elashani Shaina Shalosh Meas halachas. I have 300 halachas. Viyamrilo, some say, Shleshas Apayim halachas. 3,000 halachas. Penetias Keshuyim. About how you plant cucumbers, Rashi says it means hilchas minik shofim, about different halachas of witchcraft. Shayideyim nismala kol asadik ashrayim, that through witchcraft they can make a whole field full of cucumbers. Vlehoy odom sholeni ben dovam yelim, nobody ever asked me any question here, chutz mi Akiva ben Yosef, only Akiva ben Yosef, he's the only one that asked me a question. And what happened was like this. That Pam Achas, one time, Ani Vahu Mahalchim, Hayina Baderach, me, Rabbi Leza, and Rabbi Kiva were walking in the road. Omali Rebbe, so Rabbi Kiva said to his Rebbe, Limaratoni, teach me Benatias Kishuyim, about how the witchcraft, how they make cucumbers. Omati Dovrechet, so Rabbi Leza said a few words, and the Smala Kolasadi Kishuyim, he was also able to do this witchcraft, to make the whole field full of cucumbers. Omali Rebbe, so Rabbi Kiva said to his Rebbe, listen, Limaratoni Nitiyosan, you taught me now how they make them, how they plant them. Limaratoni Yakirosan, show me how they uproot, how they gather together all the cucumbers. So Amati Dov Rechad, again, your blessed said something. Niskap Tsukunum Lamokam Echad, all the cucumbers gathered together. So the kids, Rebbe, your blessed taught Rabbi Kiva about these halachis, about Kishrim, about Kishuf. We'll soon see how he's allowed to do it, the Chuyas and Issa, to do witchcraft. Omaloi, Rabbi Leza said like this, Hakadr, a bull, the omus, that's the form that they make a shoe in, the Hakimeya, all these things made out of skin, a charm made out of skin, or Tsuror, Harmagolius, and a roll, a string of pearls, or Maskolus, Katanis, and small weights. Now, what's the locha? Are these things Mekabel Tumor or not? So, Rashi says the Fishinechlugu be'elu Reb Lezer Chomis Machloikis inside the Tyrus. When the Makabal Tumma, the Chom Moirim ain't the Makabal Tumma, the Fishikli or ain't Makabal Tumma, the Chom Shita is that a Kli made out of skin is not Makabal Tumma. Helim Ken Yeshna based Kibble, it has to have a form that it can hold something, receive some liquid, like a cup. So Ishkis Lasak, the Chom hold that a Kli or is Hekish, a Hukash Lasak, to a sack. Rahani hoyel the kibulam nasas lamalis milu b'toychoy alamis leish me kibul. Since these things are made to fill up once and it stays that way, it's not called the base kibul. The Chum says not mekabel tumah. For Ablez leimenah mekabel tumah. The base kibul also lamalis shme kibul. Even though these pockets are made to fill up and they stay filled up, but since they have pockets there, that's also called also lamalui. It's mekabel tumah. That's one machlekes. The Yerd Rashi says nechlekul the kader beimus. His forms, shenikrov, they became ripped. V'nira chalal shalhem, t'moydi rabbon of the makabli tumma. Because there's machlekes over there. Now the Gemara says this question over here. Now, omalehen, hu tohor? Now, omalehen, hein t'meim, Rabbi Leza said back that they are makabli tumma. V'tarosven b'mashen, and they can makabli tumma the way they are. Rashi says, kolema, im nikru, if they rip, shechom moedim shemekablin tuma v'chalukim alay loyna shamilu chaytes v'yomid oimer libedvora shamilu ena chaytes shematfilin k'mayshein. Is even when the kli here gets ripped and you can see the inside, Rabbi Leza holds it's not called the chatzitza and you can be told what the way it is. Rabbi Leza still holds the shita v'tayros and b'mashein. Now manel shagab yomus. What's going to be if you have a shoe in the form? Ma, what's the locha? There's also machlokes whether it's mekabel tumah here or not. So Amalehem, he said back, "Hu tohor," that you should know it's tohor. Blezold mitayir shadayin lenigma malacha. It's not called finished malacha. And at this point, when the Mekiva was talking to Blez and learning the yotzen neshmosa b'torah, that is neshama left in b'tayra, Blez was nifta. Omad Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua got up on his foot. The Yom and he said, "Hu ter haneder." Shinoth, he's mimata now the nidu that they put Reb Lezer into. Hutar haneder. L'moitzoi Shabbos, on moitzoi Shabbos, Pogobo Reb Kiva, min kiswe lalud. Reb Kiva met between Ben Kiswe lalud. Rashi says, Shoyneisin es mitosa min kiswe lalud. They were taking the mita, they were carrying Reb Lezer from Kiswe to Lud, and he met them. And Hoyamakadiv, so he was like hitting his boss or his flesh, Achadomai Shesus Leros, till the Mamish hurt himself that he started to bleed. It was bothering him so much to the pain that his Rebbe was Nifta. Pischu Olav Besura, when he started to give his hesped, he said this line like, Rashi said, Shoyo Oisin Shura Saviboy Samitil Hesped, they made a row around the coffin in order to give a hesped. And the Bekiva gave the hesped and he said, Viyamar Ovi Ovi. Rechav Yisola for Oshav. Harbe Moyis Yeshli. I have a lot of money. But the Ainli Shulchoni Latzaisen, I have no money changer to show it to. In other words, I have nobody to take my money. Rashi says, Kaloimar. Harbe Shailis Yeshli Lishal. I have a lot of questions to ask. The Ainli Milishal, I have nobody to ask from. Now the Kiva felt bad that he lost his Rebbe. He didn't have anybody to ask his questions to. So I call upon him, what do we bring this down for? Alma, what do we see from here? That Miriam Beleza Gomro. That Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Eleza. So how could our Mishnah say, Rabbi Kiva said the name of Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was his Rebbe, Mashma, the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva, was Rabbi Eleza. So where is this true? Gomram Rabbi Eleza of Lois of Ru. First, Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Eleza, but he didn't understand it too well. Hodar, afterwards, Gomram Rabbi Yeshua, then he learned from Rabbi Yeshua. The Asper and Alay, then Rabbi Yeshua explained it to him well. But the question is now, Hechi Yavid Hochi, how was Rabbi Eleza able to show Rabbi Kiva? The Maisa Kishuf, I go nan to nan, we learned, Ho'isa Maisa Chayiv. If you do an action of Kishuf, if you do real magic, so you're Chayiv Misa. So how was Rabbi Eleza able to show Rabbi Kiva what it means to make cucumbers or to take them away? So Gemarin says, Leslame Chani, he's doing it over here to teach Rabbi Kiva. Russia's Leslame Rabbi Kiva, who the other Rabbi Eleza? Eleza didn't stop do it. He only did it to teach Rabbi Kiva, to Rabbi Kiva should know these halachas, to know what it means, a real nachashiv, to know when somebody's chayiv misa. Leslame Chani, his learning is different. The Yom Amar, we learned, the pasuk says, Leisilmad Lasais, don't learn to do. That means Lasais the Yatalom, you're not going to learn to do it. Avlatalomid Lahovin Lahoris. For just to know the halachas, that you're allowed to learn these in Yonim. And here this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to learn to do Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says over here, Loisum Madlasa Kusoeva is Hagoyim Mahim, Loisimotze Vecho Mavri Bnei Bito Veish Chesim Ksama Mayne Menachesh Mechashef. It's also talking about here about the Mechashef, about the witchcraft. So it says the drosh is, you shouldn't learn it to do it. But to learn it, to teach it, to understand it, that's mutter. That was the etta for Rabbi Eleza to teach it to Rabbi Kiva. All right, we'll stop here. The Mishnah.